why is it that Hashem, being an infinite being, who wants us to get close to Him by doing mitzvahs, commands that the mitzvahs be done in such extreme detail, Shabbos, Kashrus, we're sometimes missing even a small detail of a mitzvah renders a person not being Yotze, or sometimes even Chayiv Misa. In addition, doesn't having so much detail make people do a mitzvah for a mitzvah, not for coming closer to Hashem, due to so much focus on technicalities? Also, aren't a lot of mitzvahs a little strange for an infinite being to command? Tefillin, lulav, how do we understand this? Thank you. Anonymous in the UK. Okay, you have to understand that mitzvahs have two ideas to them. One is they are a command of God, and by listening to the king, you obey the king and get closer to him. But also, God, who created the world with infinite intricacies in everything, like how the body works, and there's a lot of details, and if one detail goes wrong, a person could die. Right, if his heart doesn't function right, and all of the various causes and effects don't take effect the way they're supposed to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being an infinite being, created this world with infinite wisdom, and everything functions very precisely. If you have a computer or you have even a watch and one gear doesn't work properly and it's not working according to every detail, it's not going to work properly. So too, in the spiritual world, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a spiritual reality where the result and the effect only comes about if all of the details are kept. And in that respect, in order to make yourself closer to God and to make your neshama more perfect, you need to utilize the mitzvahs in the most precise fashion, otherwise they don't have their desired effect. Just as much as anything else in the physical world, if you don't use it properly with all of the precise details, it's not going to work or not going to have its effect either.